You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, and today's edition with the Vitality Unlimited Program Services Specialist include Vicki LaVersa and Marianne McCowan. We're talking about May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's a good time to focus and really emphasize the significance of treating even that first twinge of mental illness so that you don't go down a deeper rabbit hole, if you will, and the self-care, you know, what you need to do for yourself and a loved one. In fact, as we visit with Vicki LaVersa, who is actually the Behavioral Health Operations Coordinator for this part of Nevada. Access to health care and then supporting loved ones through the process. This really takes kind of a special skill, but anybody can do it when you have the information you need.
Absolutely. I think that, of course, with education comes better decision making. You know, if they're not able to reach out themselves, perhaps being able to reach out for them would be really helpful. But also, people really experience some fear, like, oh, what if I say the wrong thing, or what if I do the wrong thing? And one, I always say, if it comes from the heart, how could it be a wrong thing? Because it's still difficult sometimes to adjust and address. And so if it's coming from a good place, I think we're able to really be able to move forward and be able to help those people that perhaps are unable to help themselves at this time.
So as we've talked about the program today, if you get to be the one who determines, am I in crisis? Meaning you ask yourself some questions. Can I go on? Can I continue? Am I picking myself up, or do I need a shoulder, or do I need someone to lift me up?
Absolutely. And that's what Vitality Unlimited or the integrated program truly do support and offer. Is that peer recovery support specialist. It's the TCMs, the targeted case managers, really allows that person to kind of bounce the information off and get some suggestions that sometimes we just can't see, you know, in ourselves. And I once had a mentor that said, if you rely on your own thinking, you're severely limiting yourself. And we have to reach out and be able to rely on others as well.
Yeah, that is the strength of the community that we've been talking about. And Marianne's been here this whole time, Marianne, and you've seen us grow. You've seen the impact and the power of the mobile therapy van. And I know that's really made you feel good about where we live and what we do.
Absolutely. It's grown through the years of what services are available. Vitality opened up its clinic in 2017. And we've opened up other operations in Carson City, Dayton, and Reno. So just our one company has grown through the years. A lot of people know us as Substance Use Disorder Treatment Facility Vitality Center. And I would like to remind people that that substance use is also a mental health issue. There are about 91, almost 92% of our clients that are in Vitality Center have a co-occurring mental health need as well as a substance use disorder. So it just helps to give people a little different perspective than the person you know who's drinking alcohol or maybe using a substance. They may be self-medicating. They may have a mental health issue or mental health need that they're not dealing with or haven't dealt with. And if they need help, they can call us.
Peel back the layers and help support the whole family can be. Yes, Vicki's nodding.
And that's why the whole assessment is so very important because we have to rule out, are we seeing a mental health issue here or are we seeing a substance use issue? Because so many times the substance use and the mental health mimic each other. And are we seeing a bout of mania or are we seeing a stimulant on board? And so that is so very important because they do run neck and neck. There are numerous theories of self-medicating, and so we really have to address those and get into it.
We have several themes today, as May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesday.